Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that down through the years, the Beef Council's had a great relationship with family physicians in the state of Oklahoma, and that relationship has continued here in 2019. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, family physicians are an extremely important group to us. And so we recently sponsored Dr. Donald Lehman, who is a leading protein researcher, for a presentation at the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians Summer Convention. His topic focused on the importance of protein in the diet and balancing with carbs in a healthy way. It was very, very well received. Additionally, staff also participated in the trade show where they had the opportunity to visit with multiple physicians and provide them with Beef Checkoff funded materials.
Participation in this event, a part of Oklahoma Beef Council's efforts to educate health professionals from physicians to dietitians about the science of beef nutrition and the benefits of the nutrients of beef. Learn more about the Beef Checkoff by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. Today's the deadline, the 15th of July, for you to be reporting spring seeded crops to USDA's Farm Service Agency and your crop insurance agents if you're farming in Oklahoma, in Kansas, in Texas. However, if you're a little bit east of us over into Missouri and Arkansas, and then also the states to our north in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, those states as well, they've got an extra week for reporting those spring seeded crop acreage numbers to FSA and to the crop insurance agents that they are working with. Bill Northey, Undersecretary at USDA for Farm Production and Conservation, says at the deadline extension for those states that have been impacted by floods and heavy moisture is to try to give those farmers a little extra time to get their numbers all put together. But as we mentioned, for farmers in Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and other states in our area, you've got basically the deadline of today to get those numbers in to FSA and your crop insurance agent. Parties on both sides of the lawsuit regarding that Missouri law that prohibits food manufacturers from using the word meat on products made without animal flesh have been in settlement talks for 6 months. However, the talks have ended. The case will continue as filed. Attorneys for both sides have remained in contact by phone, but say in court filings that they have reached an impasse. The parties do not believe that additional time will allow for resolution of the impasse. This particular law, of course, is what was the model for the Oklahoma statute that was passed by the Oklahoma State Legislature, signed into law by the governor earlier this year. Cattle producers gathered in Elk City and in Tishomingo on Friday, Saturday of this last week to hear from the chief executive officer of RCAF USA, Bill Bullard. Bullard represents a group that's always been involved in a lot of litigation down through the years. Most recently, a lawsuit against the major meat packers in the U.S.
We filed a historic lawsuit against the big four packers, alleging that they have been colluding to manipulate prices and causing harm to independent producers. So that's a big issue. It's the first time in history the four big packers have been sued in a national class action lawsuit like this. And as a representative of producers, it's our position that we have tried to get the government to take steps. We've tried to get the administration to take steps, and they seem disinterested. So it's our opinion that if we're going to fix the broken marketplace, then producers have to step to the plate and do it themselves. And that's what this lawsuit represents.
Bullard speaking at meetings sponsored by the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association. You've got farm news on Ron.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.